Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a deep breath in through your nose and then slowly out through your mouth. Take another deep breath. And as you breathe in, allow God's Spirit to remind you of God breathing his very breath, his invisible personal life-giving presence into the nostrils of the first human. As you breathe in, think of Jesus breathing on his disciples and saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." As you continue to breathe in, just invite God's presence into this space, into this moment. And as you breathe out, just allow the worries and concerns, anything that is not present now in this moment, just to leave you for a few minutes. God, we invite you into this space. We invite you into this time. We know that you need no invitation, and yet you desire it from your children. God, we ask that you would fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Spirit of God, we ask that you would inhabit the words that you breathed out through many different authors, that you would make it alive and active in our hearts and minds today. Be with us as we meditate and pray through your word. The writer of Hebrews says this: "Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard." What we have heard from Jesus, God's own Son, lest we drift away from it and neglect so great a salvation. For it was not to angels that God subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. It has been testified somewhere, "What is humankind that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, God left nothing outside his control. Now, at present, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him, but we see him. We see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to how God describes Jesus' humility through the prophet Isaiah. For he grew up before him like a young plant, like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised, and he was rejected by humanity. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that has brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. Allow God's Spirit to enliven these words in your heart and mind. Picture, if you will, Jesus carrying your griefs, bearing your sorrows. What is it that's heavy on your heart and mind? What is it that's weighing you down? Picture Jesus as he carries the cross on his way to Golgotha, carrying those burdens, carrying that weight for you. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. yet we esteemed him stricken, he was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. As you breathe in slowly, embrace that peace. Allow that peace that surpasses comprehension to watch over your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Let it rush throughout your body. Jesus, thank you that you condescended, that you came down, that you humbled yourself, that you carried our sorrows, that through your suffering you brought us peace, that through your death you brought us healing. That through your death and resurrection, you gave us life. Philippians reflects on this in this way. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be clung to, but instead he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant and being born in the likeness of humankind. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus, you are worthy. You are worthy of your name. You are worthy of all glory and all majesty, all power and all authority. Thank you for choosing the way of the cross so that we might be included in your family. we might have life, that we might have freedom, that we might be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit, we ask that you would help us to internalize this to such a degree that it becomes a part of who we are. That we would live today in response to the humility of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus, the death of Jesus, and also the resurrection of Jesus, the exaltation of Jesus, the glory and majesty of Jesus, the one who is greater than every other being, the one whose name is greater than every other name. Help us to bow our hearts to Jesus and live in such gratitude. Thank you. It is in that great name that we pray. Jesus.